This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Houston now and let's check in with Mr. John Littleton. Talk a little freshwater fishing with John. Hey, John, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. Freshwater fishing, yes, sir. You know, I've always heard, though, when you switch to saltwater, you'll never go back to freshwater. So maybe that's why I don't fish saltwater. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should.
You might want to try it. You might
yeah.
like it.
Oh, I've been a few times, Mickey, but, you know, it's good. You know, I just, heck, prefer freshwater.
Yeah.
Mostly what I've done all my life, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all
yep.
of us. I just wish I lived closer to a lake. I'd fish freshwater a lot more. I really enjoy it. I love bass fishing. Love it.
Oh, I do. I do, too. You know, it's
and that's basically the way I fish, you know, in saltwater. Trout fishing is real similar. Except, you know, we got to work our lures a little faster, a little different presentation, but. You know, with bass fishing, it sharpens your skills. It makes you slow everything down. And, you know, a lot of target casting and all that makes you, it beefs up your game a little bit for when you do come back to saltwater.
Yeah, you know, it's you got to know how to pitch and flip and skip and, you know, all that stuff. You know, and I'm sure you do at some occasion saltwater fishing too, but. You know, especially fishing.
No, we
Lake
just
Houston.
Rear back and throw it as far as we can, buddy.
Well, I do.
No,
now,
we,
you so, know,
you
I
know
did.
When we're fishing structure, tight areas to shorelines and things like that, but for the most part, especially if you're waiting and the fish move out a little deep on you, you better be able to chunk it.
Yeah, you know, I fished Conroe 2 days last weekend, and Friday and Saturday, and, you know, it was, it's different, you know, experience, you know, yeah, I got some DT-10s and, you know, go out there and chunk, you know, like you said, as far as you can, and
chunking wine.
Try to get down and hit a brush pile, you know, or
right.
some rocks or something, and, you know, Conroe is just, you know, it's a different, you know, a lot of people I know that they predominantly fish Lake Conroe, and they come to Lake Houston, and they go, man, how do you fish this? You know, it's just, you know, it's just not their style. And then I go up there, and it's the same thing. So, but we did, you know, we did all right. We went last Friday, pre-fished, and we caught 11 fish and had one that Mike would have kept. You know, and so
Dang.
We had that tournament, that top 10 Saturday.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I was down. I just, you know, I you know, let me just get out of here and go on and move on back to Lake Houston. And got there in the first couple spots went to last Saturday morning, you know, that it just wasn't any fish. They weren't there. You know, we had caught some little fish there, but, you know, just nothing, no keepers, nothing. And I finally said, man, I'll just go back to old school places where I used to fish did that. And it was a team tournament. We ended up with four keepers for 14 pounds. So, you know, it wasn't bad. We got third place. So, you know,
well, that ain't bad.
Got some money. Play the game again next week. So, yeah. Yeah. So, you
got to do
it
again next week, same place?
No, we go back to Lake Houston next weekend. This weekend's open. Next Saturday and Sunday, you know, a two-day tournament. It's our last tournament of the year on Lake Houston. So it's our Bass Club's championship. So, you know, it's open to all Bass Club, the members that have fished five tournaments or more throughout the year. You know, so it's good. We'll have probably, I don't know, 18, 20 teams fish, so it'll be all right. But fishing's been good. The lake, man, Mickey, it's in awesome shape. We need some rain, don't get me wrong, but, you know, the lake is, you know, it hadn't been a whole lot of wind and moving that, you know, low water lake around a little bit and muddying it up, and of course no rain, so, you know, it hadn't been feeder, you know, creeks and stuff coming into it hadn't been, you know, muddying up. You know, you can see a good foot deep, you know, mostly anywhere on the lake. A little bit further south, there's some areas you can see probably 18 inches, which is unheard of almost.
That's clear for Lake Houston.
For Lake Houston.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can actually, you know, we fish some areas and we know where the stumps are, but now you can actually see the tops of them. So, you know, underwater, they're not on top.
Yeah, it makes a difference, yeah.
Yeah, definitely makes a difference. But I had a listener text me yesterday, and, you know, he wanted to know about Lake Houston, the bayou, and from what I understand, you know, and I talked to my crappie guys, and they're catching some crappie in the bayou, but they're still deep. You know, that water's still hot. Those crappie are way down there. You know, they're 18 foot. You know, there's plenty deep water in the bayou for them crappie to get in. And you just have to ease through there with jigs or minnows and just ease down through there and find them stumps, you know, on your depth finders. You don't, you know, I mean, live scope and stuff is great, but, you know, if you don't have it, you can still find them on your depth finders and, you know, just get on top of them and drop down to them and you'll catch a few. Did say the ones they're catching are good size. They're keepers, you know. And, you know, it's a hit and a miss. You know how it is. It's fishing. It's not catching guaranteed. But they are catching some. Spillway, you know, is still, you know, trickling around a little bit. And I hadn't had any luck in there lately. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's usually I can go in there and, I mean, you can catch, you can catch bass, white bass, crappie, catfish, you know, you can catch a lot of different species in there. They kind of congregate to that running water coming off of Livingston, well, off Trinity, you know, into Lake Houston. So, especially right now with the, you know, with the not a lot of fresh water coming into the lake, but it just seems slower, I guess. Maybe they're just sitting down there and they don't. Heck, there might be sushi by the time you pull them out. That water's still up in the 80s.
Yeah, it's pretty warm,
you know, out
still.
Here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're, you know, still chunking crankbaits, you know, spinner baits. Got to have some moving baits. And then, you know, when we're fishing around the points or the boat docks and stuff like that. And then, you know, the good thing is a lot of those fish will tuck back under those boat docks, you know. And if you can't pitch or flip or skip to get your bait underneath there, you know, you can still throw a crankbait around the edge or a spinnerbait or, you know, something moving like that, and then try to bang them posts on the outer edge. And, you know, you'll get a reaction. You'll get one run out from under there and eat it. And then, you know, what we found, what we've been finding out lately is a lot of times they're hitting us, like, right at the boat, you know. So
yeah,
they're running out and chasing that bait.
Sure, they're
Don't
chasing
give
the bait.
Up
they're following
your
it up. Exactly. You got their attention anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and, you know, a lot of guys, they'll fish it to the front of the dock and then reel, and pick it up and throw again. Just keep fishing that bait. Run it beside that boat dock.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, fish it all the way back to your boat. You know, don't give up on it. Don't stop on it. So, it, you know, they're still pretty decent fish, you know, out there, you know, that's being caught. But I'm going to go out. I don't know if I'm going to go today, but I'm definitely going tomorrow and ride around, look around, and see if I can find a fish or two. And then when did Tommy say he was going to Fayette? Sunday, Monday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, he's going tomorrow.
Yeah, he's got to fish saltwater today, go to Fayette tomorrow, and then come back to saltwater Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to try to go. Took a week vacation next week, and
cool. We're
going to go up to Fayette for a day or two, but we're not going to probably Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we're not far from the deer lease. I need to go and check the feeders and, you know, all that good stuff. Just make sure everything's okay and we're good to go and, you know, get ready for trying to kill us a deer.
I have seen some really pretty crappie pictures from your backyard in the last couple of weeks. Fred Daniels has been sending me some photos. He's been doing pretty good on crappie. I mean, nice ones. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's, you know, the guys that I talked to, the couple guys there, they said the ones they are catching are good, you know. So
yeah.
They're keepers.
I mean, if you're going to catch crappie, I hate messing with that 10, 11-inch stuff. You start catching a good 12, 13, 14, even a 15-incher, that's, there you go. You're talking.
That's what I like those where you don't even have to worry about checking them. You just throw them in the box.
Yeah, and they make a really good fillet, and buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, those are nice ones.
There's not a lot of meat on 10-inch crappie.
No.
Got
your
little potato chip fillets, that's about it. Fry them crispy.
That's about it. Well, those are the ones you want to just scale and, cook them whole.
Scale them, gut them, head them, and cook them, bread them.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right, John. Yeah. Well, hey, bud, I got to run. If somebody wants to call you, give them your number so they can reach out to you, bud.
Sure, they can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call or send me a text.
All right. Well, hey, you have a good weekend and enjoy your vacation. I'll check in with you next week and see how things are looking.
All right. Thanks,
sir. All right,
sir.
John. Have a good one, buddy. See you, man.
You too.
All right. All right. That's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. And it's that time of year, folks, a Belleville Meat Market. No better place to show up at, whether you're looking for great food or all your processing needs. Belleville's got you covered. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served all week long, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pecan smoked pulled pork, homemade hot dogs. I mean, great barbecue. And they have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And it's not too early yet. It's better to go ahead and reserve your turkeys now for the holiday season. If you're looking for that holiday bird, 11 to 13-pound average pecan smoked bird, they're excellent. And it makes a good meal for 8 to 10 people. for Thanksgiving, and homemade stuffed pork tenderloins, their jalapeno cream cheese, sweet chipotle cream cheese, dirty rice, boudin, stuffed pork chops, pan sausage, and that boudin and that la boucherie stuffed chickens. You can't beat them. And their wild game processing, open year-round. Check out their new sausage recipe. Get some deer tamales and venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Texas City and check in with our good friend Dave Fremont and see what's going on the Texas City Dike and Boyd's One Stop. Good morning, Dave. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Well, how's things in your neck of the woods? In your world,
you got to have cleats on the bottom of your shoes to keep from getting blowed out into the water. It's so windy.
A little breezy down there on the dike. It's that northeast wind right in your face, man.
Just really getting it. The surf is up on the on the Texas City dike on the channel side, the Texas City channel side. Of course, it's that's downwind.
Yeah, that's the calm side this morning with that wind.
Right now, yeah, it looks pretty calm till you get out maybe about 50 yards or so in a boat, and then you'll find out it ain't so calm again. But
it's not.
It's kind of deceiving, but if you're gonna get out and wrestle a few of these bull reds that's patrolling up and down this channel, that's the place to be. And it looks like there might be some kind of little old tournament or something going to be going on, because quite a few people got their rods staked out. And
right.
So I think there'll probably be some kind of fishing deal going on for or Bull Ridge, which that time of the year has ought to be going on. But
yeah,
I'll tell you right now, yeah, at water level, we rode across Dickinson Bayou a couple of mornings ago, and then after that big full moon was making its way, and that water was about as high as it can get without spilling over someplace it shouldn't be. And this morning the ramps are mighty full, but I don't think they're going to get a lot of activity, Mickey. I think there'll be a couple of people still try to go out, but I don't think there'll be many launching at this big ramp here at the very end of the dike.
No, they're right in the teeth of it right there. That's not a good place to launch on a north or northeast wind.
You are exposed when you get out on that one.
Somewhere else and slide in where it's calm and then go from there. Play the wind.
Right. Yes, sir. Well, real quick, I like talking about on baseball, what's going on, especially if the Astros are involved. But
yeah, unfortunately, we're not. But hey, I still love the game, and I enjoy the playoffs. I really do.
Without making Yankee fans too upset,
especially when you watch the Yankees lose, and I'm watching a replay right now, and they're fixing to give it up in the bottom of the ninth, but. After the seventh inning, when the Blue Jays went up 5-1 or whatever, you could just see it in all of them's faces. The cameraman kept zooming in on everybody all over the field. You can tell the agony of defeat.
I really got to hand it to old Boone when they did the after-game interview with him. I got to hand it to him to how he kept from throwing up on the camera. It's beyond me. Hey, poor guy, but it's all right.
Just, yeah, so were the Astros. Kinda cleaned house with a lot of their staff yesterday.
I didn't even see it.
They thinning the herd, as far as, like pitching coaches and trainers, and they cleaned house.
Yeah. Get rid of all the ones that don't use a glove or swing a bat. Get rid of them people.
Looking for new staff blood, I guess, and try something different for next year.
Oh, well, we'll be ready for it. We'll be ready for spring training here. We'll be kind of good. They did good. I'm surprised they did as well as they did. Kind of fizzled out, but. Good grief, the injuries. My gosh.
They kept it together for a long time with what they had to work with. I'm with you on that.
Man, yeah. Yes, sir. Well, as far as a fishing report goes, the only thing I'll touch on a little bit is, there has been some nice-sized croaker caught lately.
You read my mail on that. I was just fixing to ask you about that. I've been seeing photos of 14, 15, 16-inch croaker this year. That's awesome.
I know, man. Maybe they're mating with sand trout, with a new species.
Well, it'd be nice to have a big croaker run every year, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, even in this wind, it's time now.
Yeah.
I saw some folks fishing in a spot just a little while ago, and there's bunched up. Now they were getting beat to death with the way the wind was blowing, but they were still chunking light tackle best they could get. They looked like they're probably putting a 3-ounce sinker on some light tackle to get it out there. But I didn't hang around long just to see. But they were out there fishing for croaker, and for them to be doing that and that. And this weather, I think they're probably, catching a few. And it's that time of year. There'll be some. Sure. There'll be some. Because as soon as this little old whatever it is, front, whatever you want to call it, passes on through, there'll be some good days. There'll be some. And from what I've seen, though, just some, I have to almost say, unusually large croaker compared to the old days. Nah, not so much. But But they see what's happening, but not a whole lot to report on the rest. They are catching some Bull Reds and up along the skyline, they're catching some Slot Reds, and up on over around to the floodgate this time of year. If you
you catch the tides right, you can catch some nice fish right along in there. I've been watching, put the binoculars on a few boats that were parked up on the inside of the lake, and they were catching a couple of the smaller specks, but they were catching a few. But I like this time of year, Mickey. I know you do too, and it's just we're out on the edge. You got all kind of hunting going on, and then the water's cooling down. You catch it in between the windy days. It's just, it's nice right here along Galveston Bay. I'll take it any day.
I'm with you, brother. I am with you.
I was going to ask you, when you were a youngster and fishing, and what bait camps did you frequent up that way? What was open? What was your go-to old bait camps up
there? In the early days, you had three in a row right there. You had Umbrella Point Fishing Camp. You had the old Harbor Fishing Camp. Well, you had four. I almost forgot about Woodall's, but you had Umbrella Point, Harbor's, Crawley's, and Woodall's. All four right there at Umbrella Point. And
there you go.
It they stayed packed, man. They had boat lifts where you'd pull up and they'd put straps under your boat, lift it off the trailer, set it in the water, and you'd park your trailer, come back, could have your boat sitting there ready, and if you knew somebody there, they'd already have you live bait dip for you and ready to put in your live well, man. And
how about that?
Then Thompson's, which has been there forever, it's around the corner past Houston Point up into Tabs Bay there, and that was always protected, you know, on a southerly flow. Now, Umbrella Point and all those, you know, Crawleys and stuff, they were in the teeth of a south wind, so a lot of people went to Thompson's. And then you had an old Wills bait camp there on Cedar Bayou. I ran out of there for years, and Crawleys for years, and just we had them. Now, Thompson's is all we got, other than, you know, jump across the channel over there in Upper Galveston Bay, and you got Linda's over there in Sylvan Beach Park. And then you got the white truck guide service park up there, Bayland Park, you know, by the Fred Hartman Bridge. Everybody puts in up there this time of year because they all go upstream to fish to get out of the wind. Plus, fish move up there for the winter run. So it's not really, other than that, then you've got Hugo in the back of Trinity, where you come out of the marsh, you know, out of Red's Bayou or across, or even jump over to Long Island and come out of the end of the back of the bay there. You got Fort Anahuac Park on the Anahuac side, you know, the other side of the Trinity River off I-10. You go into Anahuac, and you can either put in at Fort Anahuac Park or drive a little farther and put in at Double Bayou. Or if you really want to go far, go all the way to Smith Point and put in at Robbins Park. And then you can either go to East Bay or the Ship Channel or fish, you know, Trinity Bay. So that's about it.
Some of those that you mentioned early on was that back in the late 60s to early 70s, you
50s,
know, when we
60s,
when we
70s. Yeah, man. That
and
you know, we didn't even, It was just different back then. If you couldn't get on somebody's boat and go trout fishing that way, you could fish off the piers on that shoreline and catch all the trout, redfish, croaker, drum, flounder, everything you wanted. It was just an abundance of fish back then.
Mickey, when we were kids, my dad would pile us up and we'd be up real early. A lot of times we'd hit Galveston and hit the beachfront and take it all the way down towards San Luis Pass. But when we stayed up here along the bay, we'd hit some of these old bait camps that's long since gone, Dull's Bait Camp, Simpson's, the ones right along here when we were really little. And I don't know, it was just, like you say, it was so different. It was just so neat. We'd go in there, little kids, and them old timers would be piled up around an old dirty coffee pot and sitting there and be talking about different things. It was just kind of nice to be able to sneak up behind and listen to them talking about where they were going to go, what they were doing. They weren't, they weren't, they were just talking, but they were putting out some good info on fishing. And I just miss all that, man. I miss it.
I used to pull a chair up and just sit there and listen to all them old timers, man, soak it in. I mean, if you'll soak it in, you'll learn something from those guys. They were, very knowledgeable.
Yeah. Well, there's something good to go down the old memory lane. Think about those things. There were some good days and months, weeks and years back then. But anyway, Mickey, I'll finish up our little old visit and tell you that Boys One Stop's still alive and well. Got live shrimp this morning and a bunch of live finger mullet. A few flounder are being caught that we're actually hearing about, but I'm sure there's quite a few more being caught that we don't hear about right now with these old flounder and everything involved with them. But plenty of dead bait and all that good stuff. Table shrimp, 16, 20s, 9, 12s. I fired up the grease and I cooked up a couple of dozen of those 16, 20 tails last night, Mickey. And I didn't have any competition. I was able to sit there and eat all them boogers all by myself. Not bad. Pretty good, I got to say. My wife wanted blackened catfish. The wife wanted blackened catfish. And where did I get them? From where you told me, over there at Linda's, in Baytown.
Yeah, those are good cats from there. Yeah. They're fresh. They're right out of the
river. That was the last of that batch that I bought from her. I think I got 20 pounds. real quick. But anyway, Boyd's is 227 Dyck Road, the Santa Fe Cajun Grill. It will be open today as it was yesterday, along with it'll still be open Saturday. And Jorge's cooking up a whole bunch of fine vittles there, and the Cajun Grill right next door to us here on the dike is also doing well. So with that, we'll just get a good grip on things and let this wind pass, and we'll have some good fishing days coming up.
Well, that sounds like a winter to me, buddy. I'm telling you, if you're ever down there by the dike, I recommend stopping in there, Boyd's, and order something from that grill right there. My wife's still talking about that. She goes, man, let's make another run. I'm ready for another shrimp basket. Y'all got some good fried shrimp, man.
Well, bless our heart. We'll love
it. And the tartar sauce. That's excellent, too. So, hey, and the price is definitely right. It's very affordable.
Well, thank you, Mickey. We appreciate all the kind words we get.
It's better than driving through somewhere and getting an old greasy hamburger out of a paper sack. Pull into Cajun Grill and get you something really good, man.
I got to be honest. I like to cook. The only thing better than cooking is eating. But when I went through all that de-veining, cleaning, heading, all that stuff last night, just for the few dozen shrimp, they were good. Don't get me wrong. Right. I love being able to sit right there at the house and eat them. But when it was all said and done, man, I could have hit that Cajun Grill and have them do all that, and I'll tell you what, them shrimp would have been just as good coming through the window there at the Cajun Grill.
Pretty darn good, brother. Well, Dave, you have a good weekend. It's always fun talking to you, man, and you take care. I'll check in with you next week. We'll check on these bull reds and flounder again.
It's my pleasure. Always enjoy talking to you on Friday, and everybody take care and have a great weekend.
We're going to do it. We'll see you, Dave. Take care, man. Later.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop and the Belleville Meat Market. If you're looking for a great place to shop for all your grade-A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken and have some of the best processing done you'll ever find in these areas, no better place. And check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store, a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that all week long, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing on fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage. And I know it's sounding kind of early, but now's the time to reserve your holiday bird. They're now taking orders for their pecan smoked turkeys. They're excellent. I get them every year, 11 to 13-pound average weight bird. That makes a good meal for 8 to 10 people. And homemade stuffed pork tenderloins. You can get them in jalapeno cream cheese, sweet chipotle cream cheese, dirty rice, boudin, stuffed pork chops, pan sausage or boudin, or those la boucherie stuffed chickens. Wild game processing, you can't beat it. They have a new sausage recipe You got to try it. It's really good, along with deer tamales and venison hot dogs. Your family will love it. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:39 here in the Bayou City. Final segment already. It goes by fast. All right, let's go down to Galveston now and check in with our good friend, Captain Steve Hillman, and see what he's doing this morning. Good morning, Steve. What's up, man?
What's up? How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And you?
Pretty good. Watching it blow again.
Yeah, it's a little puffy.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make it sound good, but it's there's no sugarcoating it. It's north-northeast, straight in your face this morning if you're putting in at Eagle Point coming out of there, you know, or topwater.
It's just, man, every year yeah. This time of year, right on cue, we start getting those early northeast winds, it seems yep. like, front or no front.
Right.
But the only thing that's saving us is we've got – you know, been on these equinox tides, and so our tides are running a little over a foot higher than normal. We got a lot of extra water in the bay, plus it's been salty. The water's holding up pretty good. Now, we're not going when it's blowing as hard as it's blowing right now, which I looked earlier, it was gusting to 25 at the jetties.
Yeah,
we're not going in
it's
that
cranking. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, but we're gonna wait. And I think it's supposed to start dropping out pretty good by 10:30 or 11. So we're going to go late. The only problem with that is you miss that first tide flip, that first tide change. And that first tide change has been real important, as you know.
Yes.
But we're going to get out there, and the tide's going to be smoking out by the time we get out there. But hopefully it'll be calm. There's enough fish to where you can hit enough of them on the head to make it worth it.
Yeah.
But it's been a good week. We never did make it work yesterday. I kept putting the guys on hold, putting them on hold, and That reminds me of that one time you had a town hall. I don't know why that popped in my head. Remember that? You had what was that? He's back on hold. Remember
that?
Oh,
you're talking about Sleeping Jimmy from Eagle Point over there, man. Yeah. He was on hold so long, he fell asleep.
He fell asleep.
And I go to him and said, "Hey, Jimmy, you're on the outdoor show. What's up, bud?" And I could hear him breathing, snoring. I said, "Well, he's back on hold." So I put him on hold again. We went to him two or three times. He finally awake the last time I went to him. Jimmy from San Leon.
That's right.
Sleeping Jimmy, man. He's a good old boy.
Yeah. But no, I said that, and I don't know why that immediately popped into my head.
He's back on hold.
But no, yesterday I just left him on hold. We never did go. It just, it never got right. It never got right. Not for what I needed to do. Now we are catching, we're starting to catch some fish in some of the so-called fall areas that I fish in shallower water, like 2 to 3 feet of water, but not enough to make a day out of it. Not enough to make it worth it.
Sure.
Now we are catching some really nice flounder, a few nice reds up in some of those tight little nook and cranny areas. Mm-hmm. But as far as trout, not very many. But so it's just, man, it's hard to justify getting a group out there and just staying pigeonholed for 5 or 6 hours looking at the same stuff and catching just a handful of fish. I can't do that. I don't want to do that. But prior to that, prior to yesterday, man, it was a good little run. I mean, we had a lot of up and down days in the last 2 weeks for obvious reasons. Wind, slight water temperature fluctuations. I mean, just hot water, really. And the water's not really cold yet, obviously, but staying around 80, 81 in the mornings. But I guess a lot of these fish, well, I know they're following bait. A lot of them are following the shrimp and they're following the shad. But a lot of them just seem to be programmed to get in certain areas this time of year, cold front or not. And in the areas we caught a lot of our fish in Monday
and Tuesday. Well,
the days
are getting shorter and the nights are getting longer.
That's right.
And they feel that. They sense it like we do. I mean, look at us. We're all gung-ho and jumping a gun, you know, wanting fall to get here, but you know, fall's here. It's just not cool yet.
Yeah, it's fall on the calendar, just not fall in reality. But so Monday I had my days are so jacked up. Dutch Duckett and his buddy Randy.
Old Dutch.
And yeah, he's been fishing me a long time. And that's the other thing I love about this time of year. I kind of have a little jump in my step because all my good long-time fall and winter
customers.
Yeah,
they're all coming back around again, you know.
Yeah.
You enjoy taking those people fishing.
I don't have nothing wrong with taking pilgrims and greenhorns and stuff, but you get all that summertime stuff out of the way, and now you're back to your regulars. And it's just fun. You just point the boat in the right direction and put them on a few fish, and they do the rest.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It makes life easier. So, anyway, we hit everything right. Monday morning we had a little bit of early northeast wind, but it wasn't horrible, and hit the tides right, water clarity was good, and we caught a lot of fish Monday. We pulled off of them at like 9:30, and we hooked 29 legal trout, but sharks ate two of them, so we landed 27 really solid fish. We're getting one or two in the mix every day that are now. Look, these aren't chronicle fish like you like to call them, but 22 and
it's
a half.
All the
inch
chronicle, baby, we got them.
Yeah, you called a green sheeter, the thrifty nickel, with some of them, but it's chronicle.
Thrifty,
I don't know,
nickel.
But we've been pulling on the good days, pulling off the trout, poke a few more holes in them, move around a little bit. Not many throwbacks, not many at all. And
that's good.
And then we start our little redfish runs, and I'm not killing them, the reds like a couple of my live bait buddies. They're catching a lot of
slot reds. Well, you just got to specifically go out and just target reds if you're going
to
catch them.
You do have to pick your poison. You really do. And we were talking about that the other day.
Once in a blue moon, you'll stumble up on a massive school of trout too doing that. So that's
yeah.
But we're catching, like you said.
We're catching more onesie and twosie type, you know, on the reds, but catching some really pretty flounder mixed in too.
Yeah.
Like we had one flounder the other day, it was 3.5 pounds. That's a thick flounder.
I'd like to have five of those for the box. You bet.
Oh yeah. So everything on tails, no hard bait bite whatsoever for me. I was catching quite a few on rattle traps there for a while out deep, but that, I don't know, it could just be the timing over the course of the day, but tails are so reliable. Yes. And then the fish are a lot higher in the water column than they have been. We're not having to do that let it sink to the bottom crap that we had to do for about 2 or 3 weeks, you know, in those doldrum days.
Bottom.
And then, yeah, and then, like I said, these fish are just, they're all over these bait migrations. It's like Tuesday I had Jack and Ray Cebulski and Jack's son-in-law, Justin Brown, and three more good sticks, man. Just like I said, point them in the right direction and let them eat. And they're all over it, you know. And
right.
And same deal. And we've had, me and those three guys have been snake bit, and a couple of the other Cebulski brothers this year. All their trips seem to be when it's blowing like 15 to 18. And we still scrape up some fish, but we finally got a day Tuesday where it was just pure ice cream. And I think it was the day of the full moon, or maybe the day before the full moon. I think it was the day of. And just like with me and Dutch and Randy, the day before landed right on top of them. But it was really, really good. I mean, we caught almost 40 legal fish before we pulled off of them. But we were sitting there, and I'm not, you know, they kept their nine, and I don't even pull the net out or anything. When we're releasing, those fish, they don't even come in the boat. We pull up the side of the boat and release them and whatnot. That's it. And, man, we're sitting there, and it's dead calm, and a shrimp pops up. I mean, we're in deep water. I'm talking about not jumbos, but, like, they were 1921, 16, 18s. They were big shrimp.
Yeah, those big whites, yeah.
Yeah, big whites. Maybe a handful of 912s in there. And it just, I videoed it. It just went off. Just, we're out in the middle of nowhere. We were out in the, and I mean, we're sitting in the middle of these fish, and it was just pure paradise. I'm like, good Lord, why can't every day be like this? We'd get spoiled. But, and I honestly don't think it would have mattered what you threw, but we did catch the majority of them on that. This is going to come as a major shock to you, but that chartreuse, the silver glitter bass assassin, has been a really good color. Yeah. Early in the morning, slamming chicken when the sun gets up. That opening night with chartreuse tail, and that chartreuse silver glitter, and even straight lime truce. But it's not rocket science. It's always been that way in Galveston Bay. When that water gets green and gets that really good clarity to it, and that sun gets up high, any kind of chartreuse lime truce has always been money in this bay. Always, as long as I can remember.
Oh yeah.
But then we went red fishing and stuff Tuesday, and we only caught one red. Justin caught one that was right at 28, and then he caught a big flounder. But, and we caught some more trout. We caught five or six trout while we were red fishing. And that's when I noticed some of these fish kind of pulling up in tight, you know, shallow. But, you know, the tide was up to the grass. I mean, it was bulled up big time by then. And there was a lot of bait, a lot of shad, a lot of mullet in tight. And, you know, it was no wonder those fish were in there like that. But, and then I did hit a slowdown on Wednesday. I just had Todd Overmeyer with me, and it blew pretty hard. And we went right in the teeth of it, right in the teeth of that northeast wind that morning, put the trim tabs down. I knew it was going to be a tough
one. Put your nose into it and take it like a man. We'll find some calm water. Let's roll.
Yeah, I took it. My back didn't take it too good. But anyway, we got out there, and Todd started catching a few, and then it got so unbearable, and we had to resort to the shorelines, and we only caught seven legal trout Wednesday, and then caught one keeper red. But Wednesday was really the only, and it was all wind related. It was only because of the wind. Yeah, these fish, they're not everywhere, man. They never have been, but if you can't get to where the mother loads are, you can struggle, you know. I'm sitting here making it sound like it's big time, but it's still the same deal. You can spin it however you want. But,
I mean, I'm in your corner. I know the drill.
Yeah, but
what'd you say the other day? Been to the bear and been to the fair and pet the bear or something? Yeah.
I don't remember. I say so many stupid things, but anyway, it's just, it's a good time of year, man. It's just, I love this little bit of cooler weather in the mornings, and I am ready for a couple of legit fronts. There's so many areas that are setting up good for the fall. They really are with all this bait. We have so many there's so many shrimp in this bay right now and shad. And as soon as these fronts, legit fronts, start hitting, these fish are going to start balling up on us. It's going to seem like we've got millions of them, I guarantee you. But you know how they do. They tighten up every year, and
sure,
it gets easier. And then we have some more doors open for us, you know, even on days when the wind's blowing a little bit, and you can tuck away and still catch some fish.
Yeah, you can scratch right around now, and do some nook and cranny fishing, getting out of the wind, and still get them. All right, Hillman, I got to go, buddy. That was fast. That went by too quick. Well, look, if somebody wants to go with you, throw them out a number so they can reach you and get after it.
Yeah, I got a few more holes to plug. So 409-256-7937.
All right, Hillman. Hey, you have a good one, and we'll be talking to you down the road. You be safe out there. Good luck.
Thanks,
Mike. All right, later, buddy. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But guess what? We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from that sounds fun to in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.